irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
As you guys know, this is the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. I'm your host, Davey, and man, are we excited for today's show. We got an extremely special guest. As you guys know, if you're avid Vibration Station listeners, if you tuned in with us last week, you got to get a little taste of who Quintoria Brooks is, a little bit about her book, right? We're going to talk more about her book. We're going to get into that. Quintoria has just been such an inspiration, right? In so many ways, so many facets to myself and my loved ones. We had the opportunity to actually read her book. Your Thoughts Are Seeds, right? We're going to get into that a little bit later. But the title of the book is Your Thoughts Are Seeds. Just as a little bit of information for you guys, after listening to today's show and, of course, the series that we're doing with Quintoria Brooks, her story and the inspiration behind writing Your Thoughts Are Seeds, I want to let you guys know that it is available on April 27th. It will be available on April 27th. It is not currently available, but it will be April 27th. And we'll be doing a show, kind of like a celebration, follow-up, just talk about how exciting this whole book release is on the 28th, which is that Sunday. So make sure, guys, mark on your calendars, put a little notification on your phone. April 27th, Your Thoughts Are Seeds, available on Kindle and Amazon. And then there's also a website that's in the process of being built that we'll be able to give to you guys as well. First and foremost, I want to welcome to the Vibration Station, the one and only, the very inspiring, humble, and empowering Quintoria Brooks. How are you doing today, sister? Say that again, love.
I said I'm doing good. How about you all?
Oh, beautiful. There we go. I'm amazing. I'm so grateful to have you on the show once again, Quintoria, and I'm super excited to have this series with you, because there's so many things that people don't necessarily know firsthand. You know, when we bring someone into the studio and we talk, you know, about their life or their experience and you know, if they're writing a book, people want to know, you know, what inspired that person to write this book. We talked a little bit about that last week. People also want to know, what has this person gone through to where they think they could teach me? Right? Because everybody has their own layers of ego, I guess. You could call it ego, but it's also in a form of self-preservation, which is kind of, they kind of go hand in hand in a similar way. But there's a lot of people out there that say, you know, well, I've been through some pretty traumatic experience as well in my life. You know, why is it that if I read this book, I'm going to gain a greater sense of enlightenment? What does this person have to share with me or to give me, which will improve my life. And that is exactly what we're going to be talking about today on the show is, you know, we all have contrasting and resisting experiences in this human experience. Without contrast, and for those of you that don't understand the definition of contrast, contrast is anything that we experience that we do not prefer to experience. Contrast is living and experiencing the exact opposite of what it is that you wish to experience. For example, if you want more money and you're experiencing lack, the feeling of lack is the contrast to the feeling of abundance. Right. So the way you could actually flip that is I have an abundance of lack. So the universe only knows abundance. The universe does not understand the concept of lack. That's why it's so infinite. That's why it's ever expanding. Because the universe, which we are all one with, mm-hmm. and Quintori, I know that you know this. I'm just sharing this with our listeners just to kind of get them up to speed with what we're going to be talking about today. When you know that you are connected to the stream, to the quantum stream of unconditional love, when you know that you are an extension and an embodiment of everything that represents beauty, love, compassion, understanding, gratitude, empathy, joy, excitement, inspiration, that is when you trigger within yourself the ability to deliberately focus your thoughts in ways that serve you and will assist you, not assist you, will be the foundation of manifesting the life of your dreams. But how do we get there from where we are, right? And when I say where we are, I'm talking about the collective consciousness, the masses of people here on the planet, right? A lot of people have become very successful in this day and age with the velocity and the momentum of money that's been going around with the inflation and the overprinting of federal dollars and all this crazy stuff. So there's more money in circulation than ever, and other types of assets like cryptocurrencies. People are buying precious metals, real estate, land, whatever it might be, tech companies, right? But the point is, guys, if you feel like there is any area, any aspect of your life that you can improve, you got to do the work to improve it. This does not have to do with money. This does not have to do with the relationships that you have in your life. This does not have to do with, even as crazy as it sounds, your relationship with yourself. What this has to do with is what you, but well, I guess it would be your relationship with yourself, but in a different way. This has to do with just connecting to source. This has to do with just knowing that there is a greater and higher energy that serves all beings throughout the cosmos. And once we know that, and once we embody that, the universe becomes our playground. This earth becomes our quantum playground. So that's my little intro. Now we're going to get into talking to Quintoria. We got you guys up to speed with, you know, what we're going to be talking about today in a general platform. So let's get straight into talking with Quintoria, to Quintoria, getting some of her wisdom, talking about a little bit of her book, and we'll go from there. Quintoria Brooks, the one and only. I got to tell you, girl, you have inspired not only, and I know I said this at the beginning of the show, not only me and my loved ones, you've inspired more people than you know. For those of you out there that do know of our Instagram page, Divine Mind Tribe, we have been doing a campaign with Quintoria to share her videos, to share some of her quotes, and people have been responding like wildfire. They absolutely love it. It's like a breath of fresh air, right? Make sure to check out Quintoria on Instagram at I am Quintoria Brooks. That's I-A-M, the two most powerful words in the universe. I am Quintoria Brooks, Quintoriabrooks. Make sure to check her out, follow her, check out her book. You can also check us out and see the same videos on her page that we're posting on ours at divine.mind.tribe. Also, if you guys want to email me or Quintoria at any point throughout the show, you can do so. Dave'sVibrationStation@gmail.com. Phone lines are going to be closed today. We're not going to be accepting any callers, specifically because we are having a one-on-one with Quintoria, and we're opening up the rest of the world to be a part of it. So, Quintoria, can you give us a little recap of what we talked about last week? You know, so we gave the listeners a taste of what the book is about. Obviously, your thoughts are seeds. They know it has to do with something, consciousness, vibration, spirituality. Last week we talked, well, we did talk yesterday too, but I'm talking about the show last week. Last week's show, we talked about who you are, the passion. Give us just a little summary just to kind of like ease us into the next phase of, you know, the book launch. You know, just kind of give us a summary of who you are, what inspired you to do this, where we are, and then we'll go from there. I got questions for you, and we're going to have a great show.
Who I am. I am Quintoria Brooks. What inspired me to write my book is me pain inspired me to write my book. So through that pain, you know, it was power. You know, I made power. And me writing my book was a healing process for me.
Yes.
And in the process of me writing my book, I was going through a situation, you know, a breakup, and I was trying to adapt to the change of me not having the person in my life anymore. So, you know, I healed from that and a lot of past pains that I had embodied and was suffering from as a, you know, child. It just really brought all that out, and just I healed from it through my book. And hopefully I know that it will help a lot of people along the way in their process of healing. I don't know what stage they're in their life, but the stage that I'm in is I have healed, and now I'm ready to help others to heal as well.
Oh, absolutely beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. So listeners, if you guys kind of absorbed that information, Quintoria's book was a manifestation of her healing process. So I don't want you guys to get this idea like we're trying to, you know, sell you this book, because that's not what this is about. We only do pure, wholehearted, real, from the heart to the core inspiration and empowerment here on the Vibration Station. Quintoria's book was just so powerful that I had to continue working with her. I wanted to know more about her. I wanted to embrace her story, and I wanted to see if I could heal some of my suppressed pain and energies from it, which I absolutely did. So knowing and having the firsthand experience, I'm sharing with you guys everything that we talk about here on the Vibration Station is coming from the heart. This isn't like us trying to convince you, you know, well, you should get this self-help book and it's going to change your life. It's not like that. It's like, yo, this is a real story. This is real pain. Stuff that you're not even going to hear about on the show. You're going to have to actually dive into the book to understand the depths and the levels of struggle and pain that Quintoria went through to get to where she is today. And she is a living, breathing, thriving manifestation of transmutation. And what I mean by that is she has the ability to transmute any lower vibrational frequency, any lower vibrational energy, any lower density energy that doesn't serve her into higher frequency energy, into love. She is able to see the light within others without judging them. She is able to perceive the God source in each and every single person that she interacts with. And that's what we love so much about her. Not only that, but that's a big thing, right? It is so difficult to come to the point in your life where you have actually forgiven family members that have abused you and that have torn you apart emotionally, physically, spiritually, to forgive, not forget, but to forgive. And then to see a book that is a physical, tangible, legible, beautiful manifestation of that pain being transmuted into light, that is some powerful shit. And I'm going to tell you why. Because most people, now obviously I don't have actual statistical data to share with you, but you could do the math for yourself. I would probably say at least 95% of people that grow up in an environment of victim consciousness, meaning they feel like they're the victim because they were abused, and then the people that are abusing them feel like they're victims, and that's why they're abusing other people, is because they feel like they've been victimized, so therefore they need to victimize others. You were able to conquer that. You were able to get over that. So what makes you, what puts you in that top 5% of the world, Quintoria? What makes you so different from everybody else that got beat and that got hurt? And I'm sorry if I'm using such blunt words, but I really want to capture the listeners. I want them to hear the shit that you've been through. I want them to hear why they should not only read and check out, but really embrace the information that you're sharing with us through your book, which will be available on April 27th, Your Thoughts Are Seeds, Amazon and Kindle. So tell us, Quintoria, what is something that, just like I said at the beginning of the show, you know, people out there, right? They're like, all right, well, what does this person have to give me? What does this person have to say in this book that I don't already know? I've been through some shit, right? Mm-hmm. Well, the difference between them and you is you've mastered transmutation. So I'm going to go into that. Quintoria, tell us what the process of transmutation is like. How do you go from being so, like, you know, brutally put down in so many areas of your life, and then blooming and blossoming into being such a bright and empathetic and help, you just have this desire to help everybody that you see. Mm-hmm. You have this desire to end suffering for all beings. So what triggered that?
Because I didn't want nobody to go through what I've been through.
Right.
I look at everybody as I see myself in everybody.
Beautiful.
I have judged. I have been judged. I have been hurted. I have said words that hurt other people.
Of course.
And when you get to the point of the energies, you know, they call it karma, what goes around comes around. When you get to the point where you understand these things, and even if you never hurted no one in your life,
right,
that doesn't exclude you from pain.
Yes.
And I just feel for people. I just have some sense, like the sense of feeling is so, I feel it. If I see a person look on their face, I feel bad because I know they're hurting. How a person responds, I know they're hurting. People respond to you out of anger. It's not because they're just angry. They're hurting.
Yes.
People take pain differently.
Yes.
Some, you know, transmute it into power. Some, you know, be so down on themselves, they just feel like they feel helpless.
Right. Right.
And I feel like if I turn my pain into power, I know that I can help you turn your pain into power step by step. I can help that person do it. No person, like everyone.
Yes.
Because pain is not prejudice.
Yes. Yes.
You know. So.
That's amazing.
I just know that I can help a lot of people, you know, transmute their pain into power.
Right. Do you guys hear that? Do you hear the confidence in her voice? I love that too. See, a lot of people that we communicate with and that we interact with, co-create with in the spiritual community, conscious community, a lot of people are very confident, but a lot of people also try to kind of play a role that they may not have necessarily walked, because it feels good to act like you know more than you actually do, or it feels good to milk the information that you do know and then stay comfortable in just knowing that, right? And then you kind of base your ego off of, well, I know more than others because I understand the laws of attraction and this and that. So what I think is just so fantastic is actually, Quintoria, Your story reminds me a lot of a very famous rapper who has recently kind of come up in the spotlight. Have you heard of Logic before? You ever heard of the rapper Logic?
I can't say that.
No worries.
I can't say that. Yeah.
No, that's, and actually he's not like really, really big. He's just, he's kind of just coming up, right? So,
right.
His whole theme, he's a conscious rapper, and he's kind of, you know, there is kind of this film of consciousness, this like this umbrella of underlying spiritual and conscious themes in actually a lot of rap music today. If you know, see it's like ASAP Rocky had his song LSD, you know, I forget the name. How am I forgetting him? He's the guy that wears the red cap with the C on it. I'm blanking. He had like acid rap, right? Like the album Acid Rap. So I guess there's, how am I forgetting his name? Whatever. The point is, there's a lot of mainstream music that's coming out that is starting to surround a more conscious and spiritual vibration. People are starting to open up to that, right? That's kind of becoming more mainstream. That's why it's almost becoming trendy to be spiritual, which is gnarly, that's a trip in and of itself, right? But where I'm going with this is this one rapper Logic, I'll just very, very quickly share with you his story. he had an African-American mother and he had a Caucasian dad. And I'm sorry, other way around. Caucasian mother, African-American dad. And he grew up with six other brothers and sisters. They all, they lived in, cell blocks, you know what I mean? Like, they lived in housing, like housing projects, like, you know, so he did not grow up in a call it an abundant environment or a safe or a healthy or let alone even somewhat compassionate environment. Right. He said that his drug or his family, you know, got into drugs, selling them to support the family. The mom was abused by multiple different men like throughout her life. And so basically he at a very young age understood that there's something wrong with this picture. He had this innate ability to sense empathy. To be empathetic, to use empathy to sense other people's energy and to feel, right? And now he raps about it. He raps about like traveling through time and space. And one of his albums is like the whole album is like a talk with God. And like Neil deGrasse Tyson plays God. Like it's this cool, right? Like parallel reality. So he gets it. He understands it. The point that I'm getting at is he at 27 years old, you know, became, I think in one interview I listened to him, he had made his first like $3 million at like 27 years old. Not to say that money's everything, but he was happy with what he was doing. He loved rap. Like that was his heart and his soul. And he went through extreme pain, like abuse, seeing people that he loved being taken from him. And these are the same types of reflections that, you know, not only that you've gone through, Quintoria, but a lot of people on this planet experience that we don't even take into consideration the depths of pain that the masses are experiencing in these, you know, these areas of the planet that have a higher density of lower vibrational energy, you know. So I guess what I'm getting at is, there are people out there just like yourself, and they're one in a billion. I tell you, they're one in 100 million. And these people are light seated. Now, I don't want to say one in 100 million because I believe there are a lot more light seated people out there. But the ability to actually have such a contrasting experience and transmute that energy and turn your life into the total 180 of what that is and experience abundance, experience being able to take care of your three beautiful children, experiencing the ability to not, you know, to still, obviously you still have, we all go through the struggle and we all go through pain and we all go through strife and we all go through different seasons of our life. But in general, right. I mean, you've really locked it down. Like, you're really doing an amazing job and you are just at the base level of taking off. Like, your rocket ship, they're just like getting the engine started. The astronauts are like, mm-hmm. you know, hugging their families goodbye. And then they're getting in the Quintoria rocket ship and blasting off. So knowing that you are one of these few people that has this light seed, right? And here on the Vibration Station, we always talk about the kids being born today mm-hmm. are born with more activated DNA and all this. So, you know, right. there is this higher calling that goes beyond just this planet for mm-hmm. peace throughout the universe. And it's people like you, Quintoria, and other people, for example, Logic, you know, who's another great example of someone who's gone through the things that you've gone through and has made his life into inspiring others. And then really, like, he has inspired so many people. And there's, that's another part of the interview, whatever. He's like the most, supposedly he's like one of the most like inspiring artists in today's generation, right? Just because he'll, whatever, do, whatever. So point being, you are one of the most inspiring authors and speakers in this day's generation. And that's why, no, it's true. I mean, it's just true. It's the information that you have to share. It's the knowledge and the confidence that you have about yourself. It's the way you present yourself. Mm-hmm. And it's the humility that you have, while at the same time knowing that you are light-seated. I know you know what I'm talking about. You have this gift. You have this light. You have this sparkle within you that was seeded in your DNA. Now, the reason why I continue to use the word seeded is because the name of your book is Your Thoughts Are Seeds. So you have been light-seeded, Quintoria Brooks, from before the day that you were born, to have this innate ability to empathize and to want to help people. And that is truly the most amazing quality that any human being can have on this planet today, is the ability to empathize and the ability to master transmutation. And that's the only way that our planet is going to shift and change into these higher dimensions of love and light and, you know, everything that everybody talks about shifting into 5D. Quintoria, I got a question for you.
Uh-huh.
We've talked about, you know, this quantum shift from dimensions occurring here on the planet at this time, doing, you know, due to photonic waves and just different energies of the planet. What is your take on this shift, this quantum shift in human consciousness here on planet Earth? What's your perspective on that? What do you think is in store, and how do you think that works?
What do I think in store for the mankind?
Yeah. The quantum shift? Yeah. Just as we go through this quantum shift, you know, we see all different things changing around the world. And I mean, the world is totally a different place than it was 10 years mm-hmm. ago, let alone 20 years ago, let alone 30 years ago. There's this hyper manifestation of more technology right. and more. So what do you think is in store? And I also understand the parallel realities, whichever vibration you know, there's an infinite number of parallel Earths. What do you, a better question instead of what do you think is in store? How would you, if someone came up to you and asked you, Quintoria, how do I guarantee that I am moving in the right direction? How do I guarantee that I am using my energy properly to make sure that I am shifting into these mm-hmm. higher dimensions and make sure that I am using this opportunity of this paradigm shift to embody my higher self? What would you say to that person?
When you become to know yourself, for one, and how to know when you're moving in the right direction, it feels good to you. When your mind and your emotions is at one accord with one another, that's when you know you're moving into the right direction, when it feels good, when both are in agreement with one another.
Yes. So,
go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, no, no. So when, no, I couldn't agree more. And that's that's what we call alignment, right? When all aspects of mind, body, spirit are cooperating with each other. And when your actions are in alignment with your words. So what would you say to someone out there? And I know I'm putting you on the spot, but it's okay. Fun. It's fun to do this freestyle. You know, we're freestyling, and this is Quintoria's heart. You know, this is just from the heart, and this is why I want to capture this, because this is who Quintoria is. This is the information that she has, and when I throw these like curveball questions, it's for the purpose of just showing the listeners, and it's nothing to prove. It's just literally like just listen to the information that this amazing person has to say, considering everything that she has gone through, and considering if she can do it, then you can do it. And she is a living example of that, right? That's why we're doing that. That's why we're doing these questions, is to show other people around the world, no matter what state of your life, no matter what stage of your life, no matter what state of mind you're in, you can always find your way out. And I also think that's what Quintoria's message is about. So my next question for you, Quintoria, is how do you find your way out of contrasting experiences? When you're living in contrast, which you know all too well about, when you're living in contrast, what do you do in the moment? Now, I understand in the long-term situation, you look at that and you say, I don't want that for myself. I don't want that for my loved ones. Right. I recognize, because I am light-seated, I understand that that is wrong. I'm not going to take that as an example. I'm going to take that as a contrast. And the contrast shows me exactly what I want through showing me exactly what I don't want. So what would you say to someone that's in the contrast right now? They're in it. How do they get that into that state of mind to where they can say, I don't want this for myself. I don't want that. What did you have to do on a day-to-day basis to keep your mind strong?
I like to read, and I also like to meditate. I meditate on the stuff that – meditating on the stuff that you want, because physically you can be – the mind – hold up, let me go back. The mind is so powerful. Physically you can be in one location, but in your mind you can be in another. Right. So meditating – I meditated. I was physically in a location, but mentally I was somewhere else. I wanted something better for myself. And, you know, where I feel like where the mind goes, your body will actually go one day. So, you know, I thought outside of that. I thought from the situation. I always think from a situation. Don't think of that situation, because that will keep you in that, in that current state of being in that, you know, scenario, situation that, you know, it's just so many people dwell on the stuff on their current state, and that's not helping them to get out of that state. That's not helping them. Right. It's only making them more, you know, depressed or realize that, hey, this sucks. I'm still such and such. I'm still here and I'm still going through this. Right. Only way to get out of something is to think from. And to think from is use your mind. Meditate.
Yes.
You can even, you know what? I always say, don't assume the worst, assume the best. Assumption, you know how someone might assume something bad about you? Assume something good about that next person, or assume something good about yourself. Right. What you want for other people is what you want for yourself, because they are a reflection of you.
100%.
That's how I look at things. So it's like, I want better for others and myself so much, genuinely. Love people. I love people. And I just want to see everybody, you know, be the best them and do great things in their lives. And, you know, I feel like if I'm helping the one person, then they can help the next person. It becomes like a domino effect.
It does. It absolutely does. One person that you change, one person that you, and obviously there's going to be, and there already has been, way more than one, but we'll just use this for the purpose of understanding and quantifying the power of the ripple effect, right? One person that you change, one mind that you inspire, that changes that person's actions, changes their story about themselves, which you talk about in your book, changes all these different facets, which allow them to start living the life of their dreams. People, as Abraham also says, incorporating into this conversation, Abraham Hicks, she talks about, she goes, you know, you have the ability to manifest and to create so quickly that other people in your life will stand around you in awe, just wondering, how do you do it? And the only way that you respond is, I learned how to maintain my alignment. She goes, when someone asks you, how did you do that? How did you make that? How did you manifest everything that you wanted in a year? How did you make that 10 million in a year, that million or that 100,000? How did you find that relationship that everybody else is looking for, that, you know, that you've been talking about for a long time? And oh my gosh, you stopped talking about it. You started feeling it. And then she came. How did you do it, bro? You got the girl, or if you're the woman, you got the guy, or if you're another sexuality, you got your partner that you love and that you share that heart-to-heart filled experience with, and you got this and you got that. How'd you do it?
Right.
I maintained my alignment. It's no secret, right? They said the book is called The Secret, but the funny thing is, it's no secret. The secret, and actually, wow, what a perfect segue into a little bit of what you and I were talking about earlier, Quintoria. So The Secret, as we all know, was the very first global phenomenon that brought light to the law of attraction, that brought light to the ability of human consciousness to be connected to a quantum stream of energy that is holographically projecting and reflecting a reality through that matrix built within that consciousness of the perceiver. So in layman's terms, your mind is holographically projecting anything and everything that you expect or believe is there. Any construct in your reality is there because it is a part of you. You can only experience that in which it is a part of you, right? So how do we move from so with that information in mind, right? I want to go back for a second. So with that information in mind, then Quintoria, I really want you I'm just going to pass the mic, and I want you to just speak your heart and everything that you want to speak and feel inspired to speak on this. So having that information in mind, right, knowing that you are connected to the stream of energy, that's the first part, right? And you obviously talk about that in your book, right? Is understanding that, you know, there is this higher energy, aligning your chakras, connecting with this centralized source within you of infinite capacity to create anything that you focus your energy towards. Okay, so let's say I'm reading your book and I say, okay, I got that, and I've heard about that before, The Secret, right? And I'm kind of aware of it, and which actually now is not so much a secret, because now a lot of people understand the laws of attraction, but they don't know how to apply it. They say, okay, I'll think about the things that I want, but I'm just gonna hope that they come through, and hope that I'm using the laws correctly, and hope that I'm thinking correctly. What do you say to someone that understands everything that we talk about, everything we understand, everything that a lot of people understand out there, but does not know even the first step of how knowing how to apply it?
It's pretty, well, it's not simple, but it's like, you know about law of attraction. but applying the steps really take the action behind it. So you might want something, but wanting isn't enough. You have to feel it into it. Like, I want to buy a house. I'm thinking about, you know, purchasing a house, but I don't have the money to purchase a house. So meditating on what you wanting, buying a house, you see yourself in the house, you feel that you have the house. Using affirmations, I am successful, I am, or I will. You have to use these things every day.
Yes.
You can't just, you just can't want it and feel like it's going to appear. You can exactly. make a vision board. You can make a vision board and it'll still be on it while you haven't crossed anything out yet because you haven't applied the certain steps to manifesting.
Right.
Meditate and knowing what you want, feeling it, thinking about it. Just like I said, when your thoughts and your emotions become aligned, it opens up many aspects in your life where you can create things unlimitedly, connect
yes.
with what you're wanting and attract certain people, you know, attract certain events in your life. It just, everything begins with you.
Yeah.
And it's not a thing. It's not a thing that you can go to, like, you know, candles. I burn candles, but I burn candles to create a vibe. I don't
right.
burn candles to manifest something for me. That's
of
where
course.
They're getting a lot of things misconstrued also.
Right.
Burn to get rid of energy. You don't create, you don't burn sage to manifest.
Right.
Everything begins with you. And when I put the chakras is at the beginning of my book.
Right.
Because one thing I know that you cannot throw, you know how they say, let me see, how do I put this without, you can't hide trash. You can't stuff, okay, you can't paint trash.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Not calling a person trash, but I'm
100%.
Saying you can't paint trash.
Right.
You got to clean yourself out. You got to align yourself.
Yes.
All seven chakras are part of your body.
Beautifully
so in order
said, yeah.
In order to manifest things in your life that you want, you have to first align yourself to the things that what you want.
Yes, exactly.
It's like attracts like.
Right.
So
exactly.
You can't feel like you don't deserve, you know, the things and think you're gonna attract it. You know, you
oh.
have to just clean house.
That's
you know, your body
right.
is a temple, clean house.
That's right.
To attract the things that you want, feel worthy of attracting those things, and you will.
Mm-hmm. That's huge, Quintoria. You brought up two really important words, deserving and what was the other one? Worthy. Deserving and worthy. You got to feel worthy.
Mm-hmm.
So these are two huge components that play into our ability to manifest into our life. We can only manifest, and this, Quintoria, I know you know this, I'm just elaborating on what you just shared. Just utilizing the last 5 minutes that we have here of the show, I want to do, you know, really hit home and then chat with you a little bit more so we could really solidify some of this information for the listeners just as we embrace these last 5 minutes that we have live on the air. LA Talk Radio, Dave Good Vibration Station. We got Quintoria Brooks in the studio. Very, very blessed. Been a wonderful show. So check it out, guys. If you're tuning in, you're very, very late. I'm just messing with you. You can always download the show after. You can always download it, play it after. But if you're just tuning in for some reason right now, check it out. We're talking about how to, once you understand the laws of attraction, once you understand the principles and the secret, what do you have to do to actually make those things come true? Quintoria just gave us a phenomenal definition of feeling it, embracing it, knowing the emotional vibration of what it's like to already have these things that we wish to have. The only way that we can embody it is to feel like we already have it. If we feel like we already have it, the universe has to, by vibrational law, by the laws of magnetism, has to show up in your reality by some crazy, miraculous way. Not to say it's going to show up on your doorstep. You got to go out there and put out the energy. But right when you put out the energy, along with visualizing, when you take inspired action, when you visualize and then you're inspired to do something throughout your day, do it. That's the universe telling you this is your quickest route. This is your quickest path to manifesting and materializing in your tangible physical reality everything that you've been visualizing. As Bob Proctor says, all the masters, if you can hold it in your head, if you can hold it in your head, you can hold it in your hand. If you can see it with your mind, you can experience it in real time, right? And that's what this is about, guys. We all are learning, and it doesn't matter what stage of your spiritual development you're at. It doesn't matter, you know, what type of relationship you have with yourself, right? You could have maybe been a really, really self-destructive person, which a lot of people are. Now is your time to flip that around. Now is your time to use this information that's being given to you from a source of unconditional love, from a source of pain that's now been transmuted into light. And if you have pain that you want to transmute, this is the information that you need for yourself, right? Your Thoughts Are Seeds, April 27th, available on Amazon and Kindle. Like I said, we're going to have a show on the 28th. We have about 30 seconds left on the show, Quintoria. What do you have to say for the listeners as a little summary and a wrap up?
First step to change is to change your mindset. So don't think a location will change you. So
yes,
I just hope everyone have a blessed, safe Sunday. And
I love that. And another thing, Quintoria, all the unconditional love, light, happiness, abundance, joy, empowerment, inspiration, all the good vibrations, and of course, laughter from our hearts to yours. Thank you, Quintoria, for spending the second episode of Quintoria Books, Your Thoughts Are Seeds, book launch available April 27th, Amazon and Kindle. I'm going to keep saying that. I have it imprinted in my brain because I love it and I'm stoked for it. Listen up, guys. You are loved. You have the power to create anything that you focus your energy towards. Every single thought that you think, you are seeding into your reality. Focus on your thoughts. Focus on how they make you feel. Let your emotions be your compass. Let your excitement be your compass north. Anytime you feel any other emotion outside of happiness, joy, excitement, inspiration, turn the other way. Look the other way. Look towards the things that make you happy. And that is what Quintoria is continuing to teach us, to teach the masses, to teach humanity, to teach the communities. And that's why we love her. Thank you very much, Quintoria. We love you guys. Thank you for an amazing show today. Thank you, Quintoria. We love you with all of our heart. Make sure to check out Quintoria on... Oh, we love you too, Quintoria. Make sure to check out Quintoria's Instagram. I am Quintoria Brooks at I am Quintoria Brooks. You can also check us out at divine.mind.tribe. Once again, all the unconditional love, light, happiness, abundance, joy, and laughter from our hearts to yours. We'll see you guys next week with Quintoria Brooks on the third episode of Your Thoughts Are Seeds book launch. Love you guys so much, and we'll see you next Sunday. Peace.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.